Wordless Gratitude, written by Rebecca Ann, 08, and read by Eos Rose. The second time Arthur and Merlin saved Eäldor, they buried no one. After, they stayed. Merlin helped care for the sheep, accustomed to holding down the bleeding animals. The village needed the thick wool for warm winter clothing. Arthur assisted in the kitchens, wordlessly working alongside the women, kneading bread, slicing turnips, making hearty stews to accompany roasted venison, in a village where meals were often a communal effort. Merlin saw him once, toiling away alongside Húnith, his sleeves rolled up, baring the skin of his forearms. Sweat dampened his fringe, salty droplets sliding down his temples, leaving slick tracks in their wake. And he knew then that he was looking at his king, a warrior on the battlefield, but one willing to put down the sword and take up the ladle. Merlin watched him scoop the thick brown soup into cracked bowls and give them to the hungry villagers. Arthur smiled when he handed Merlin a bowl. He looked content. At night, Merlin wanted to say thanks, but words seemed inadequate, so he lay next to Arthur, a hand on his chest and his lips on his king's, his kisses conveying everything he couldn't express with words. The end.